Hey everybody, what's going on? It's JJ. So I got a special guest here today. I got my cousin Corey.
Hey, how's it going?
That's Corey. That sounded like a Dateline thing. Hey everybody, what's going on? My name's Corey.
Hey,
how's all those sexy ladies out there? And I'm with my buddy Matt.
How's it going, guys?
How do you know there's not girls? How do you identify gender now?
I do. I don't care.
All right, so I wanted to have Corey on my podcast for a while, and that is a good buddy of mine. We've been friends for a long time. And we have one thing in common, all of us, and that is that we grew up on horror movies, and we know a shit ton about horror movies. And I thought, you know what? It'd be pretty fucking fun to talk about horror movies. Okay. And we have kind of, me and Corey grew up together, and we have kind of a similar like in horror movies, and Matt introduced me to a lot of insane horror movies, like Cannibal Holocaust,
yeah,
which he forced me to watch, and I felt sick watching that.
Yeah, I had to fast forward a few parts for you.
Yeah, and I felt weird, and then it turned out that it was killing real animals in it.
Yeah, that was the one part I really didn't like.
Yeah, plus yeah. They use real cadavers in some of the scenes.
Oh, did they do the real body parts?
Oh, yeah. They got to investigate them.
But, like, the part with the body in the river, that was a real cadaver.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and the that head was... smashing scene and stuff, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, for anyone that doesn't know, Cannibal Holocaust is, like, they go on an island and they see the natives there that are cannibals and they attack them, and a lot of fucked up, gruesome scenes.
Well, even there, just to say one thing about it, too, is the fact that it was the very first found footage film.
Oh, yeah.
Was it?
That's
pretty
cool.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And
before the Blair Witch.
Before the Blair Witch. This was in, like, the 1970s, about, or late 60s, early 70s, back in Italy.
I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
And when he first filmed it, it wasn't illegal to actually kill animals for the movie.
Yeah, back then.
But then all of a sudden, by the time the movie came out, it became illegal, so he actually got charged for it.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. It's fucked up.
But yeah, that was a fucked up movie.
Have you ever watched Green Inferno?
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
what's
basically
that about?
Pretty close. Of Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah.
You and your remakes, Corey.
It's really gory, but modern.
And it's done by the same guy who did Hostel.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Really? Uh-huh. Oh, shit. So Hostel was the one where it was like reinventing gore and making it scary, right?
To me, it was like gore porn.
Yeah.
Gore porn?
That's what I call it.
Well, basically a snuff film then, right?
Basically.
Like a more gory version of
it. I don't know if I actually watched the whole Hostel. I just remember like getting the pliers on the toe and like and cutting it off.
Yeah, torture scenes.
See, you like that shit because Corey will even watch the Five Faces of Death and shit, which are the real videos of like people dying.
Well, that Five Faces of Death is like a mixture of real and also fake. So that you can't exactly tell which is the real ones and which is the fake ones.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you can watch Pain Olympics and Two Girls, One Cop. You're a sick fuck.
Fuck off. Everyone's seen Two Girls, One Cop.
I have never watched it.
Everyone's never watched it.
You're the only other person I know that hasn't watched it.
People have forced
me to try to watch it. Joe Rogan watched it. It was funny. I couldn't watch it, Corey. And I know what you're thinking. You're trying to think like, oh, I'll put it on for them. No.
No, I'm not gonna. I saw it once. That was enough.
I'm sorry. But... I got tricked with Tub Girl. I am not getting tricked with that.
Oh, I kind of heard about that. But... Have you watched eelsoup.com?
That sounds familiar.
Never heard of it.
It's an even worse one. I was in university and some girl was going, oh, you're going to Japan? You should watch it. Eelsoup.com, and people who are listening don't go there. And I was like, no, I don't really want it. And she's like, oh, I'll put it on. I'm in her apartment, right? And she puts it on, and I'm just like, what the fuck did I get into? This girl was kind of cute, but I was like, all feeling like we were friends too. All friendship went out the window. I was like, fuck this girl. And then, like, it was right before I went to Japan. And then.
What was it about?
Okay, I guess I'll tell you guys. Sorry, you guys.
I have a feeling
it's very penis heavy.
No, it's worse.
I have a feeling
it's worse.
This like Japanese mama like stuck eels up the girl's puss and then forced her to shoot it out and then eat it.
I think that's as gross as it was.
It was really messed up, and I was like, why is this cute girl introducing me to this? Like, why, God? Why did you soil this creature? It was really messy, and it scarred me for life that, what is it, probably since then, like
years.
11 years later, I can't forget it. It's creepy.
Yeah.
It's messed up.
Kind of like Two Girls, like One Cup burned in your brain somewhere.
Probably, yeah. All the people will never forget Two Girls, One Cup. See, and that's the other thing. I was just like, I don't want to watch it. Things are not meant.
Wouldn't watch it again.
That's for sure. Yeah, but you wanted to watch. Anyway, so today we wanted to talk about horror movies. Not Two Girls and One Cup. Sorry about that, guys. And if you watch Two Girls and One Cup, let us know in the comments down below. Okay, so I wanted to kind of talk about horror movies in general, because we have a really base. Like, when we were in our hometown growing up, we would watch, like, all the VHSs. We had five movies, right. 5 days, $5 deals, and we would rent all the horror movies, which no one was watching.
Oh yeah, every week we'd get five until they ran out of movies for us to watch.
But like, they had Evil Dead there and no one was fucking renting it. It was a very classic movie that now is so fucking popular. But when we were like kids with these $1 movies, no one knew Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah.
And Matt, when did you start watching
Chopping
horror movies?
Mall.
Oh, Chopping Mall.
Oh, man. I think the first time I ever watched a horror movie, God, I think I was probably like 7.
Yeah?
That's because like my family didn't really have TV. We didn't really watch movies. It was mostly Nintendo.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, Nintendo, pool, that type of stuff is what we used to play all the time.
I remember I watched horror movies before you, Corey. So me and Corey are about the same age. We're cousins, yada, yada, yada.
You probably started around 6 years old.
Well, no, I remember.
I was like 4.5 years old watching.
No, I started at 4 years old. Or no, 2 years old, according to my mom. 2 years. What a great mother. She rented the movie House, Ding Dong, You're Dead.
Yeah.
And she was watching it, and she didn't know I came around the corner, I guess. And I was watching it, and I started laughing. And I guess, I don't know, she let me watch it. Yeah, sorry, Mom, for ratting you out on that. But what happened was, my mom would, like, she had the tape of it, and I would keep grabbing the tape to watch it. And this is what she told me. And then Sesame Street was on, and I would cry, and I was like, I want this tape. And she's like, oh, what the fuck? So she put it in, and then I'd always cry and want to watch House, and then she had to destroy it, because she's like, this is fucked up, my kids watch it, like all these people die.
Even though we rented it 20 times more after that.
Oh, no, I didn't. That was our favorite movie, man. Sure. It was an amazing one.
It was an amazing movie. That was one of my first horror movies to watch.
Oh, really?
As well. Yeah.
That's crazy.
7 years old was my aunt. They were all watching the movie, and I remember, like, creeping in. They're like, you can't watch this. This is an R-rated movie, blah, blah, blah. Then I just, like, hid behind the stairs and just still watched it and everything. Every once in a while, I'm, like, chuckling.
Yeah, because I guess...
I'm a pizza man. I'm a pizza man.
That was number like
that was
two
when we always made fun of. Yeah, that was way later.
Yeah.
But then again, Pet Sematary was another one. That scared the shit out of me as a kid because it was another one of those. She's watching a movie. I'm like, hey, what are you watching? And I think it was like, I can't even remember the scene exactly. Something, maybe the cat dying or something. But I was like, wah, fuck. And I ran into the other room and just haunted for the night.
Oh, yeah. My dog died about a week before I saw Pet Sematary 2. And I had nightmares for like 2 years because of
that. Yeah, we didn't watch that one together. Yeah. But all right. So another thing I wanted to see was to kind of test where we were. And we haven't talked about, like, we haven't sat down and talked about horror movies in a long time. So it'd be kind of interesting to see if me and Corey still have the same likes and dislikes. And see how fucked up Matt's favorite movies are.
You're going to be surprised.
Before this podcast, I said that we should write down our five favorite horror movies of all time. And then after that, our five, like, underrated but favorite horror movies of all time. So I want to see what you guys would think. So for me, my first one, I put... Or no, for top five horror movies of all time, for my number five, I said Dusk Till Dawn. Because it was one of the greatest vampire movies, one of my favorite Quentin Tarantino films, and it had a flow that I've never really seen in a movie since, where it's like, you think it's a fucking gangster movie, and then bam, out of nowhere, vampires, sexy dancing, Cheech.
Classic Tarantino.
Yeah.
So good, yeah.
That was a really good, that one was almost on my list.
Ah, shit.
Almost.
Yeah.
Okay, Corey?
Yeah, I forgot about it.
What was your number five?
My number five, probably should have put on a different list, but I said Crawl. It's a more unknown movie, but it was the one movie I've seen the last few years in theater where I literally jumped so high that my feet went above my head and I had to turn around and make sure
they literally went above your head?
They literally did.
Literally?
My feet were
literally?
Like this high in the air.
Really?
And I was like, oh my God, literally? I hope no one saw that. Oh, literally.
Now I gotta ask, if your feet can go above your head, can you suck yourself off?
Probably not, but I can still put my foot above my head. It's not that hard.
All right, so what was Crawl about? So I haven't watched Crawl. So again, give me a general without spoiler. What's Crawl about?
A hurricane happens in Florida. A girl goes to find her father. And she can't find him. And she figures, oh, maybe he's in the crawl space. She goes down there and gets trapped by a huge alligator.
Okay, no spoilers.
Basically, most of the movie takes place.
An alligator movie?
In there. But
in a crawl space?
Yeah, in the crawl space. That's trippy. But like the jump scares are the best I've ever seen.
Oh, shit. Period. We'll have to watch that.
I normally don't like jump scare movies, but this...
Crawl space would be a fucking scary place. I still remember an unsolved mystery or something of this crawl space, and this guy went under it for something, and then he saw the ghost of his like dead sister or something, but the ghost was like right in front of his face. So he's like, and it's like, where the fuck do you run? Like, he's crawling on his hands and knees. And I was like, that would be like the worst place to see a ghost.
Yeah, she was crawling through like muck and covered in blood and couldn't get out of there. And then the water started to come up because of the hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
So now the alligators can swim around freely and they can't get out. It was good.
Damn. So, yeah, so many levels. Oh, yeah, we got to watch that. Okay, Matt, what was your number five?
My number five, I did it based on how many times I've ever watched these movies.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
And so, like, my number five was Scream.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely one of the best.
Scary movie. Like, to me, I never really found it as a scary movie. I just thought it was like an awesome, like, buddy movie.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're like, people are dying, and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
It was a good mystery.
It was a really good mystery.
But would you classify it as a horror? Or
it's a teen.
Or no, it's still a slasher.
It is a slasher.
It is a slasher.
It's a slasher.
Slasher thriller, but definitely. Because
they were
the
also like.
Yeah, it's definitely.
They were kind of like also bringing up. It was like a movie. In the slasher movie genre that knew about slasher movies because it had like the whole movie trope, like, don't say I'll be back because you won't be back.
It's one of the first movies.
The originals,
it's one of the first movies that broke the fourth wall in the way, right?
Because
you're like, this is what a horror movie is, so we're not going to do it.
But then they do it anyway.
That's a real good one, and that reminds me of one that should have been my number one and I didn't put it.
Which one?
The one movie that scared the shit out of me, it tortured me forever as a kid, and I still think it is probably the best horror movie of all time. Completely forgot it was Psycho. Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
Oh, God,
for sure. I forgot about that. Yeah. The number one I put, I'm sorry, but I have to change that. That was Psycho.
Yeah.
When I went to the Hollywood Wax Museum in Los Angeles, there was a Psycho that you step on a grate, and it opens up curtains where there was no lights, and it comes out like this. I literally fell on my ass. Literally, by the way. I literally fell on my ass. And crawled into the corner. And my mom was fucking laughing at me, and it was Disneyland, and I was 8 years old. Or no, sorry, 11 years old when that happened. And I literally went to the floor and crawled in the corner. I was so scared.
Yeah.
Psycho is my number one. Sorry. The other number one is
a
second.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, but what's your number four?
Okay, going on number four was, we already discussed, House.
House.
Because it was the first big horror movie I watched.
Oh,
it was
good.
Scary as shit at the time, but it was also, like, the first scene... Oh, I guess we shouldn't do spoilers.
No spoilers.
If you ever watch House, Ding Dong, You're Dead, I won't do the spoilers, but one of the very first scenes with the old lady scared the shit out of me as a kid because she was so nice talking, then bam. Mm. That's
basically,
kind of,
if you haven't watched House, watch House. It's definitely
House, Ding Dong, You're Dead.
It's
I think there's
the best, for sure.
Four or five of them, and they get worse as they go on. The second one was like Western, which was really dope. We should watch that again, too.
Yeah, two was good.
Yeah.
Three, I don't remember much. Four, I think,
three
was
the
pizza man. Or
three was
the
pizza guy?
Three was the
pizza
guy. Pretty sure three was the pizza guy.
And then the fourth one then was the guy from the first one came back.
Which I've never seen the fourth one.
I've only
seen the first three.
Oh, then we got
to
watch House and shit.
That just reminded me of the movie Shocker, because that was very similar to House.
Is that the
Wes
Craven with the electrocution?
Yeah, he got electrocuted and he could move through the
electric. Yeah, I
got to
watch that again.
That
was a really good
movie. I thought Shocker was the one with the zombies that could, like, come under the
that
waters.
Was another one. I forget what that was called,
Shockwave.
Though. Shockwave maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was another good one we got to watch. We should be writing these down to watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will remember.
Damn. We know a lot about horror movies. Okay, Corey, what's your number four?
Number four is all the zombie movies, but obviously it would be Return of the Living Dead would probably be my favorite.
Really? Over Night of the Living Dead?
Yeah.
They're coming for you, Barbara.
It was good, but Return of the Living Dead kind of had everything.
No, I agree with you.
It was more fleshed out.
It was a little more
comedy.
Modern.
Yeah, I like the idea of the the army container opens up and poisons yes. them all, and they have to call the army, but the army's gonna nuke them. Like, yeah. there is so much layers to it.
And it was based on a true story that creeped the shit out of me as a kid.
Oh, exactly. Remember? Yeah, it sounded plausible.
Do you remember? Do you remember how I got the original VHS for that?
Nope.
Jolly Giant, or we used to grow up, a really ghetto like VHS. It was a corner store. It sold like chocolate yeah, bars and Slurpees.
Not a chain at all.
Yeah, like, but they had a wall of DVDs, and I wanted this Return of Living Dead so bad that eventually they sold their VHS collection, and I got Return of Living Dead, and I still have it today, I think.
And that was crazy. Basically the first movie where they tried to explain why the zombies ate brains, because they said it made the pain go away.
Yeah, yeah.
Which totally made sense for once.
Yeah, it was cool. Because Night of the Living Dead didn't explain any of that. It was just a dead rose.
Yeah.
Night of the Living Dead, The Return of the Living Dead gave so much more layers.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. And that's another one that it should almost be on my list. And I would almost probably put it more than Dusk Till Dawn, but just because I love that. But Dusk Till Dawn, again, if you were to make 100 top 100 horror movies all the time, those are still on.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, Matt, what was your number four?
My number four is I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, you really like the slashers,
yeah.
Hey?
I grew up loving the slashers. Those are like the movies that I absolutely love.
Did you ever guess the killer, though?
In I Know What You Did Last Summer? No.
Or Scream?
The very first time definitely I ever watched those movies, I couldn't guess.
No, I know. They did it good.
First really time, good. No way.
Yeah, right? I always thought I could. I was like, oh, I fucking got it. But no, there's no way.
And with I Know What You Did Last Summer, like, the sequel wasn't, unlike Scream, the sequel wasn't as good. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, I feel like the entire Scream franchise is really good, and I can't wait for number five to come.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Scream series?
There's, oh yeah, yeah, the Scream Queen.
I never
No. It's a Scream series. I think it was on Netflix.
Hmm. Well, then no.
So fucking good. It was just so good. I liked it. And then they were going to make a second season, but guess what? Mm. Canceled.
Yeah. Mm.
Fucking bullshit. And it was played on Much Music as well. It was really good. If anyone hasn't seen it, the Scream series, amazing.
Well, that's okay. They're making a Scream 5 anyways, and everybody from the original movies are coming.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
The last Scream 4 too, they were pushing it, I felt.
They were, but at the same point in time, like, they kind of did, like, almost like a remake, but not really, because they had the same cast, and it was almost like a same premise, right? But, like, I just love this, like, the one scene in Scream 4 where all of a sudden, like, the girl comes out and she's, like, the killer. And then the girl from the... I'm not giving any spoilers, but the original girl comes out and says, don't fuck with the original.
I do remember that. I do remember
not
that.
Not as good as the original. Cool, stuff, something along those lines. And it's like, yeah, no, that was really good. But the I Know What You Did Last Summer. Yeah, I don't know why, but to me, it was definitely... Probably because of Sarah Michelle Gellar.
It's good. Yeah. Oh, and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Mm. Oh, God. She was so hot in that movie.
So hot.
That shows that their mindset going into it was, like, proper, how they should make it.
Oh, God, yeah.
And what was I going to say on that? I forgot one more thing I wanted to say. Oh, yeah. In Scary Movie, I always confuse with it now because they took...
Yeah, they're so similar.
They parried it, but they parried it so good. So sometimes I forget, wasn't that girl in there? And it was like, oh, yeah, that was a Scary Movie. But that's good. We got some good choices, and I kind of agree. Like, you're so far, everyone's would be on like the top 50, maybe for me. Okay, I'd say. I'd say okay. Number three, I had to do a tie, and that was because they're still in the slasher. There's still two slashers. There's still two slashers, and they're equally as good, and they're equally as landmarkish or revolutionary. What do you think they are?
I don't know.
Hopefully not.
Revolutionized the slasher. Three. That's a big hint. After Cycle,
Jason,
there was another one.
Freddy.
Friday
the 13th.
Friday the 13th and Halloween. Because those are two that I kind of appreciate equally.
Horror. Yeah.
The ending of Friday the 13th has to be one of the best in horror movie history because it fucking showed like, wait, what's going on? Is Jason still alive? It's a legendary, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Halloween, it had the music by John Carpenter. The stalker, the scene of him outside the window, everything was just perfect in Halloween.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Perfect movies.
Yeah.
Those were almost on my list as well, but I just didn't watch them as much as I've watched these other movies.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, yeah, the fact that John Carpenter scores his own movies.
Oh, I know.
Like, it makes it perfect. He knew exactly which atmosphere to create in every scene. People don't do that now.
And that's why, you know, I'm more of a fan of Friday the 13th. But I'd almost have to say that Halloween was like a better movie overall because the music was dead on. the acting was crazy. Jamie Lee Curtis, the showing Michael Myers like waiting outside, like that's more scary than being hunted to me. It's like he's like, I don't give a fuck. Whereas Jason and them are hiding and then they chase you, right? Texas Chainsaw Massacre there too. That fucking should have been on there too. That was another one that scared the shit out of me.
Oh yeah.
Texas Chainsaw was another one based on a true story, and I grew up as like a little 8-year-old, like, I'm gonna kill him one day. I'm gonna be the guy that stops fucking Leatherface. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, though, Corey, number four.
Number four.
Number three.
Number three.
Three.
I couldn't decide between Jason and Freddy, so you chose Jason, so I'll say Freddy. All the Nightmare on Elm Street movies were amazing. It's hard to pick a best one, honestly.
Wow, I'm surprised that's number three.
Yeah. I couldn't quite decide, but
okay.
There are scarier movies, but yeah. Freddy kind of first mixed comedy and horror for me, which I found awesome at the time.
Yeah, that's why I kind of like the first one more, because people remember Freddy for the funny, but the first one he had some liners, but he was still scary as shit.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, it's like with Freddy, he was scary. He'd make one-liners and be funny, but like if you think of it through the guy that he's killing, it's like a cat playing with a prey, right? Yeah. That's how I saw it, rather than, oh, but as kids, we were like, oh, that's fucking hilarious, right?
Oh,
welcome to the prime time, bitch. Yeah, iconic. Well,
plus how genius it is that he comes and kills you in your dream. So when you're done watching it, you're almost guaranteed to have a dream of Freddy. I think Freddy
back in the
80s? Had a Freddy dream.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the dream, you think you might actually die
because
it's the premise of Freddy.
Like, I actually had a friend who honestly, after watching those movies, would be terrified to like fall asleep because he was too afraid to die.
Oh,
in
for
his
sure.
Because he was too afraid. Like, if you die in your dream, you're dying in real life.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, it's not worth it. I was like, yeah, it's so true.
And I told Corey about this recently, but do you know how he came up with the idea of Nightmare on Elm Street? Basically, there was a bunch of people that were dying in their sleep for unknown reasons. And I think Vietnam and Wes Craven saw that news article. And then he started to think, oh, that would be a great idea for a horror movie. And that's what he based it on. And then the idea of Freddy was a guy he saw out his window in a trench coat. And I was like, that's fucking, like, that's creative, right? He's not sitting there with a penguin, oh, what should I do? He took real life and put it in.
Yeah.
That's why I love Freddy.
Reminds me of Stephen King, too, who also created some of the best horror movies. And they were all things that he dreamed of.
Yeah.
And he would just wake up and write them down.
Exactly, man. That's awesome. Why fucking King makes, King's a king of novels.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, what's your number four?
My number three.
Oh, three. Fucking shit. Corey's the one drinking.
Is Hellraiser.
Hellraiser.
Oh yeah.
Shit.
Like, come
on. I was going to put that
Hellraiser
on.
Is a good one.
Like, how can Hellraiser not be in a top five?
Oh, it has to be. Yeah.
He's there. I mean, all the ones we're saying should be like, they're all there.
Oh,
they're
all impossible.
And it's hard. It's hard.
Five.
Yeah, it's hard to kind of separate them because they all have their spots in our heart.
Yeah.
Hellraiser was an amazing one. Couple of them.
Oh yeah, every one of them was good. Basically,
they're kind
of
rebooting
more of the
it,
story,
aren't they?
More of the demons.
No, they just the company who has the rights to it just keeps pumping out straight to DVD movies because they want to keep the rights to it. Whereas Clive Barker, he wants to do another one because he worked on the first one and the second one, and then all of a sudden he kind of lost rights to it and went to the studio. That's where like the movie started to go down. But like just the first one with just how they did the gore.
So good. Where she's like reanimating her flesh back on and when they ripped her apart.
And the fact that it was all practical effects.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you're like watching the movie, even nowadays, you're like, how the hell did they do that with practical effects?
Yeah.
When they can't do that nowadays.
I know.
Like it
so
doesn't
good.
Even look that realistic with CGI. Nobody can do it the same as these old horror movies.
Yeah.
I remember one of the scenes when the guy was hooked up by like chains and hooks and they were just pulling out of his skin.
Yeah.
Looked so real.
And just the hooks in his skin.
And the fact that it wasn't like fast paced. Like it was a slower paced movie.
It was pretty slow.
And it was like, to me, reminded me like the Alfred Hitchcock where it was more about set the scene, set the tone, and bring up the tension as you get to the final finale.
Yeah.
And that's when you blow people's mind at the end.
See, I love those movies if you don't come into it expecting something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like people came into Psycho, and this is why, again, Psycho should be my number one. I apologize. But people went into Psycho and they thought it was an old lady murder mystery.
Mm.
And then the main person that they thought was like the main actress dies in the first 10 minutes. And they're like, what the fuck is happening? And when they finally came to realize near the end what happened, people were vomiting and everything, like The Exorcist and that. That's another one that should have been on my damn list. Exorcist is another epic movie.
Mm-hmm. Another funny fact to point out, the blood in the black and white scene was chocolate syrup in the shower.
Oh, yeah, I know. I remember hearing that. I studied that in film studies, man. Psycho was amazing.
It still looked like more like blood more than most movies. Yeah, no, right.
Okay, my number two, and this is a hard one too, because this is, it's one of those ones that like it should be number one, like Psycho should be number one, the one that I have is number one, and this one is also my number one, and that's the Evil Dead series.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
again, we I would see Army of Darkness. Well, you're not supposed to tell us your number one yet,
come on.
But
I crossed it out.
I pretty much think that it's, yeah, I can't really say my number one or Psycho or that. They're all the number ones in there. Mm, we grew up with Evil Dead and Army of Darkness as kids. Those were the ones we watched. We'd be like, yeah, we love horror movies. What movie do you like? We're Evil Dead. Oh, what's that about? Like, no one fucking knew it. We loved Bruce Campbell from the beginning. Now he has all these fans and he's super famous. But back in the day, man, we were one of the 10 people. Evil Dead.
Yeah, the Necronomicon, Army of Darkness. Yeah. Like a whole series.
And we're just talking the remake, too. I love the remake.
Oh, yeah.
The girl in that was amazing. The ending was amazing. They added a lot of the Italian horror movie with, the close-to-the-eye glass and stuff.
Yeah.
The remake was awesome. I loved it.
Oh, yeah. Stop-motion effects, claymation. They put everything in it. Remember they had to change the blood from red to green halfway through the movie or it would have gotten X rating?
That was Evil Dead, the first one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's how gory it was.
Yeah. Some good shit in that movie. Hey, Corey, what's your number one?
Well, we skipped number two.
Number two.
My number two would be the Critter series.
Because,
yeah, those were probably the best kind of monster movies at that time.
You love those, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The idea of these little critters that could come together and make a giant critter if they wanted and just
eat
people.
Did they do that in the first one, though? I think they did that in the second or third.
They might have done it at the end of the first one. I'm not sure. But, yeah, and then the aliens who came down here to save people from them, I don't know, I just
remember the alien that would shapeshift. Remember he turns into a guy to a naked chick.
Yeah.
I have to say I've never watched the Critters.
No way.
I'm dropping a bombshell. Next time.
We're gonna have to watch that together.
I've seen the trailers for them, but I've never actually seen them.
They're really good. Yeah. They're amazing. Yeah. And if anyone remembers Fangoria magazine, you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The only greatest horror magazine of all time.
Yeah.
I used to collect those when I was a kid, and you could buy the critter puppets in them for $100. And I was like, fuck, I want one.
Oh,
yeah, same with demonic toys. You know, I was on eBay once. That's another one that should be on our list. Demonic Toys is another great movie. Love this going up. But the demonic toys, they were selling them on eBay. The actual ones from the movie.
Oh,
for $100 because no one knows demonic toys. I was $100. Fuck, I would have bought that. Crazy shit, but that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, Matt, number two.
So my number two.
Okay, I got it right.
It is a newer one.
Okay,
it is a newer one. We've been talking about a lot of your ones, famous, but it became one of my favorite movies ever, and that's Crimson Peak.
Oh, I don't think I watched that.
Sounds familiar, but I'm
what
not
was
sure.
it about? Give us
it's
a really
basically,
quick tagline.
Tagline is it's basically a haunted house movie.
Oh, really?
Done by...
Wait, did you say Crimson Red?
Crimson Peak.
Okay, so it's not the house one. The house that, keeps adding rooms in?
No, that's...
Rose Red.
That's Rose Red.
Rose Red,
you're
right.
That actually... I'm going to be putting that on one of my other lists.
Oh, shit.
But no, this one, it's made by Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, shit, nice.
Uh-huh. Right, and he had, total control of the visuals and everything, and it also stars Tom Hiddleston. If I remember correctly, Tom Hiddleston plays Loki.
Oh, shit.
He's
really?
In this movie, and it's a haunted house movie, and it's by far one of my favorite movies all of a sudden.
Damn, okay.
It came out just mainly because the visuals. I love the house. I love the setting. It takes place.
But did you watch on DMT?
No.
A little Joe Rogan question there.
Probably won't be here if you did.
it takes place in the 1800s.
Okay, dope.
And stuff like that during the oil scenes and stuff like that. Yeah.
Here's a weird horror question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like watching horror movies that are more modern so you can kind of feel maybe this happened? Or do you kind of like the ones in the past? Like a lot of horror movies now doing the World War II shit overlay. right? That's a good question.
Yeah, the modern ones kind of seem to copy old ideas too much and not be as unique.
Yeah,
They can have a kind of better flow because they perfected it over the years.
No, I just mean like set in modern time.
Oh. Honestly, they're both the same. I mean, really, if they're just as good, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It's hard to say, yeah.
Like, to me, there's something about, like, a modern-day movie. When you're watching a modern-day horror movie and someone's being chased and all of a sudden you're like, well, dude, you have a fucking cell phone. Call the goddamn cops or something. Right? Whereas back in the day, like, you think, like, the 1800s, you're in the middle of nowhere and stuff's happening and you're afraid that this thing's going to kill you.
That's a good point.
In the middle of nowhere, what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So you're saying like the older films, because they don't have cell phones and that shit, it's harder for people to kind of be critical when they're watching.
Yeah, exactly.
It.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And then that also reminded me of Army of Darkness, which literally took place like 500-600 years ago, and it was still awesome.
No, it didn't, though.
Army of Darkness. He went back in time.
Yeah,
exactly, though. So the whole movie was in medieval times, and there's not many horror movies in medieval times.
That's what I was saying, though. It's still modern time. He went back in time. Just being a technical ass. Okay, good.
But anyways.
Another one. This is taking a long time. Damn, we're already at 30 minutes after that. So my number one, we talked about it. I don't think I have to go back in detail, but A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm talking about number one. I love Dream Warriors number four. That's one of my favorite. But number one, like we said, the idea of dying in your dream. The only person to think of a horror movie that could do that was Wes Craven. And it's hard to not say that he created a masterpiece and haunted the dreams of people.
One, two, Freddy's coming for you.
And that's where, when we went into John Carpenter too, he made amazing music for it. And I think me and Corey were talking about this a while ago. He's like, oh, but what about Nightmare on Elm Street? It didn't have one. But yeah, that one, two, Freddy's coming for you. That was his theme song, and now it picked up. And
forget that.
Oh, yeah.
No one can,
it was a really good one.
And the visuals on it was just amazing.
One thing I liked about Nightmare on Elm Street when I watched it recently was that it was kind of a continuation, unlike Jason, when it's different main characters in almost every movie.
Yeah.
They kept a main character from Nightmare on Elm Street for at least the few first movies and tried to build on that. Well, the one guy who ended up going to the psych ward, he was in, like, at least the first two or three movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
That's one thing I noticed different about that and Jason.
But Nightmare on Elm Street 2, I think, is everyone's least liked one, but I still love that
I don't remember much of it.
I just remember the most epic scene, and that's where he's on fire and he jumps out of the swimming pool on fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was fucking dope.
That was still a good one.
So
it took place in that neighborhood.
That being number three on your list is kind of blasphemy to me.
Well, that's because...
So the bar is high. What's your number one?
I honestly had Evil Dead as number two, and I had to cross it out and put Exorcist. Because
Exorcist
of all the movies
one?
I've seen, that movie scared the crap out of people at the age of 10 more.
Well, it's your favorite. So did it scare the crap out of you?
Oh, yeah, it did, yeah. I've had nightmares of it. I remember watching this with a few of my friends. One of my friends had to go in the bathroom and hide there and tell us to call his mom. Literally, he was so scared.
Who?
That was Spencer.
Name yeah, he's a little pussy, though.
But yeah, we were watching the uncut version where he kept flashing the little white demon face.
That's the one thing I never got about it. Was that the demon that possessed her then?
Yeah.
Is that what they're trying to say?
But that was in the uncut version. They didn't show that
really?
In the original theatrical.
That's
right.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Because
they never showed the demon?
No.
If I remember correctly, during like a screening of the original part, like with the flashing, it like creeped people out too much. They didn't like it so much, so they had to take it out for the theatrical release.
My mom told me that she saw people throw up in the theater watching.
No, they did. They did. So it was Exorcist and Rosemary Baby were like two of the scariest movies back in our parents' generation that scared the shit out of people.
That was the one movie my mom would let me watch. Out of every horror movie, she's like, you can't watch Exorcist till you're older.
Oh, Exorcist. My mom was Rosemary's Baby. She didn't want us to watch. But then I think you watched it, and I was like, oh, how was it? And you're like, oh, it was boring as shit. Let's never watch that. I was like, really? Was it scary?
Yeah, I don't really remember it much. So.
But yeah, Exorcist is a good one. It never really scared me, though. I don't know why. That one white demon face did scare me, though, I remember as a kid. But it wasn't like... I don't know.
I could still watch it even when I was 10.
Like, Exorcist is one of the greatest movies of all time, but it's not on, like,
it pushed the
my
limits.
Favorite movie list.
It did push the limits more than any horror movie.
It did a lot.
Time. Even now, they won't even go to that limit, I bet you.
Yeah.
Probably
and,
never again.
And it's a great horror movie, and it's awesome and everything, but it's just... I don't know. It's not one of those ones like A Nightmare on Elm Street I can watch 1,000 times.
No, it's true. Say the same.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about. Like, I'm not saying the greatest horror movies of all time. I'm saying, like, our favorites.
Yeah.
But yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt?
My number one is Event Horizon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with Sam Neill?
Sam Neill.
So good.
And,
I love
Lawrence
that
Fishburne.
One.
That's the...
Yeah.
The
did
first
you change yours?
No, I didn't change it. No, I changed my other list, though. But, no, like
is that a horror movie though, or a sci-fi horror?
It's a horror.
It's
movie.
Horror. Yeah,
it is a horror,
horror
movie,
yeah.
It was going to be one of the first horror movies that was actually going to be rated X.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because, well, you know the scene, like when they're showing the clip of what happened to the other crew.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they had that as like an almost 10-minute clip of nothing but hellish scenes, gore, like rape. Just like the most horrific things you can think of. They filmed it, made it look completely realistic. And the film company is like, if you leave that in the movie, no one's going to be able to see it because it's basically going to be a snuff film and no one's going to show it in theaters. So they had to cut it down to like little clips of like 1 or 2 seconds here and there.
So is there the uncut version now on DVD, I guess?
Not that I've been able to find
really?
So far.
Corey,
as far as
it?
I know, I don't know.
I do have it somewhere, though.
We're going to have to look on that. Let us know in the comments if you guys have
like you
seen
asked
the uncut
if it
version.
Was a horror that movie? The ship literally goes to hell and comes back.
Well, don't
like,
tell people.
Well, I mean,
that's kind of a spoiler.
No, yeah,
kind
yeah.
of a spoiler.
I kind of remember that now, but I mean, it's still a pretty popular
tells
movie.
What
like
it's about.
People know about it.
Do
but
people
yeah,
really
I,
know
I,
about
I,
it?
I kind of forget about it.
Because to me, movies that like especially back in those days, if people really knew about it, they'd probably be talking about doing a remake of it. You know, like you look at the Friday 13th got remakes, Nightmare on Elm Street's got a
There's
remake,
a
Halloween's
massacre,
got
Halloween.
A, all these movies have remakes. They're not remaking Event Horizon. They even remade Psycho. But they didn't.
Oh, that was fucking horrible.
But still, they still.
I'm sorry, everyone, for talking about that. And
but they
damn
still.
Damn it, Matt, for reminding me that.
Everyone
but they never.
Opinion.
They're not
that
even
horrible.
Talking about it. Like only hardcore horror movie fans talk about.
It was
Event
Vince
Horizon.
Vaughn, wasn't it?
Vince Vaughn was
God,
in Psycho.
He was
get
sucked.
Over it.
No,
get
it sucked.
Is it
good?
No, I'm not.
No,
saying,
yeah.
No, I'm talking
it was
about
frame by frame copy. It was one of the worst remakes ever. Worst remake ever. I'm gonna say that.
Yeah,
even worse than Godzilla.
I don't know if it's that.
You don't know? It was frame for frame. Like, every single part.
It was.
Yeah.
It was just with Vince Vaughn.
We were just talking about remakes the other day, too, and I was talking about Dawn of the Dead was my favorite, like, flat-out remake. And you can't even really say it's a remake because they changed it so much.
Yeah. But no, like, that, to me, if they're not even talking about doing a remake of it, then obviously not that many people are talking about it.
Yeah.
Which means it doesn't have like as huge of
but,
a following.
But you have to remember like Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, Scream and all that. It was released to the public and the general public kind of knew about it. Event Horizon and that, they did still go to theaters. But if you weren't really a horror fan, you wouldn't have saw it. But for the horror community, like people that like horror movies... Most people, I'd say,
I don't know. I
hope so.
Most people probably didn't know how much of a horror it really was. I mean,
that's
if you
true,
saw
yeah.
the trailers or heard the name, you think it was just sci-fi.
Yeah,
because
I remember seeing the trailers and just thought it was. And it was like, my buddy had like pay-per-view and it had just came out on pay-per-view. And I basically watched it by myself when he went around, fooled around with his cousin. We're not going to talk
Wait,
about
what?
That, though. We're not talking about him fooling around with his cousin.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I ended up watching that movie by myself when
That's
it first
bombs.
Came out. And that was like the first and only horror movie that truly like creeped me out and I had nightmares for a bit.
It was creepy.
It was creepy.
I got to watch it again, man.
I forgot about
Mainly
that.
Mainly because
top,
of the flashing.
Really?
Top
that would have been your
20
top.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
see, obviously, if it wasn't in, even in your thinking, then obviously, again, it wasn't a hugely popular one, in my personal opinion.
Well,
yeah.
you forget stuff sometimes, too.
I
mean, like I said, Psycho is definitely probably what my number one, and I forgot about it.
Yeah.
It just, whatever your brain
oh,
is.
I forgot Dust Till Dawn, the Blu-rays or whatever.
Corey laid out some Blu-rays for inspiration to talk, and I'm like, we don't need that, but
yeah.
Whatever,
I'm a bit drunk,
Corey.
I need all the inspiration I can get.
Yeah, Corey needs to remember shit. All right, so next I wanted to just go into some I told you guys to write down your five. Don't look at my shit, Jory.
I'm the only one with my list on the table.
Yeah, we're not looking at your list. But anyway, so I said to write a list about like five movies you kind of want to recommend to people, kind of like underrated horror movies. I don't think we have to go around like we just did because we took about 40 minutes doing that. So I'm just going to say list your five and then we kind of talk about them.
Yeah.
So I'll do mine first. Actually, I'll let you go first this time, Corey. What are your five?
Number five, I couldn't choose, but obviously Lucio Fulci made a lot of the best unknown movies.
That is so true.
Okay.
All the zombie movies, just, they were just amazing.
You and Matt are really into that. I got to get into it.
Yeah.
I don't think I watched
The Italians knew how to make horror movies.
Oh,
they basically
really
took
do.
The spaghetti western model and applied it to horrors.
Well, even there, like with like the Mother of Tears movies and Inferno and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like that.
Inferno,
like, you know, those
yeah.
ones.
I gotta watch them again.
Hell yeah.
Just
don't watch the remakes.
Yeah. And then we'll get into Asian horror movies when we get into that. All right, what's your number four?
Number four, I put Willy's Wonderland. Just
oh, you son of a bitch.
We watched it the other day. Obviously,
we did.
It's not great. But the fact that they took Nicolas Cage and put him in the whole movie and didn't give him one single line
was fun.
Is
what?
Amazing and genius.
Yeah.
Not one single line, not a single word, the
great.
Whole movie. That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it is
think
funny.
About that. You want to watch it just because of that now.
But you would recommend that to people?
If they're in the mood to just laugh at a movie, then yes, for sure. That is the number one.
I didn't find any humor in it really either, but...
You gotta laugh at, like, the effort and, like, it's obviously ironic. You don't take a big-name actor and don't allow them to have words.
All right.
Is it really a big-name actor?
Corey says to check it out.
Okay, what's your third?
Third,
The Fly.
Would you really think that's, like, an underrated film? I feel like it's a pretty, like...
It's kind of known. For sure, it's very well known.
I mean, it's parodied
true.
A lot. Like, that's how you kind of tell if something's popular.
Simpsons
did a parody of it, a lot of things.
But it's something they probably wouldn't remake, even though they did make one, two, or three of them.
I wouldn't want them to, though. That's another one of those that it has to be on the top 100 or something.
Jeff Goldblum's performance was amazing. The idea was unique. The effects were amazing.
That's another
picking
one to watch again.
His teeth out and his fingernails.
And you're talking
off.
About
I've
The Fly remake,
nightmare.
Actually. You just said there was never a remake. That was a remake.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Bam, bam, bam!
Yeah.
Bam, but, Corey!
I mean, they wouldn't remake it.
I get a horror mail for that.
I mean, they've parodied it in tons of shows.
Yeah, do you remember? I never actually watched the original Fly. Have you guys?
Nope.
We should watch that.
I just remember the end scene.
That's another
one.
So we have to watch the one you recommended. Crimson something.
Crimson Peak.
Now, I think we should watch Riddle of Fly because I remember when I found out that The Fly was a remake, I looked at the ending of the original Fly because I think my mom or someone was like, oh, it was scary. And I don't want to ruin it for you, but like the image of it and how they did it was fucking so creepy.
Oh yeah, I still remember.
And
it,
the ending is different than that one, the remake. So it's worth a watch, I think. We should watch that.
Yeah. Oh, that just reminded me of another movie. I gotta say, The Watchers. Do you remember? Watchers, they made three of them. They cybernetically or genetically engineered a person to be a super soldier or something, but he came out to be a monster. They also genetically engineered a golden lab retriever who ended up being super smart. The only thing that could fight against the monster. But they made three of them. They were all super good monster movies.
Wasn't there like a robot leopard or something? Wasn't that like a sequel?
That's
a it was
very
like a leopard?
Similar movie. It was about a dog that they put a bunch of genetic stuff into.
I thought there was a cat one.
That was, you're thinking, the dog could go invisible, but it was a different movie. I forget what it's called.
Are you sure? I thought it was a cat.
Maybe it was
I feel like it was a cat.
No.
But no, the Watcher is the one. Wasn't the Watcher the one that the kid could talk to that psychic dog?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, we gotta watch that again.
It was
good
really
one.
Good, yeah.
Okay, what number were we on?
We were on number
two.
It's going to go to
two. Okay.
Two. Okay, my number two would be The Cellar, because I doubt many people know about that. You can't even find a DVD copy, let alone Blu-ray if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But that was one of the best like monster movies I saw as a kid.
The Cellar, what was that about?
A family moves into a town somewhere in Southern America. It's on a like desert farm, but they find out that there was like...
Oh, I've seen this.
Like an Indian burial ground in the backyard, and... something came into their cellar, and it was just a really good monster.
They kind of did fucking a ghosting.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Ghosting means you're pissed at everything, called, huh?
But they kind of did a remake. Of what? Ghosting?
See, I was saying ghost Indian ghosts are fucking pissed at everything, right? Well, poltergeist. Especially when you dig up the grave and piss on it. Where was that from again? That was South Park, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. It's like we had an Indian burial ground where we dug him up, pissed on him, and then buried him backwards.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's your number one?
That's beyond that.
Or was that Family Guy? Or no, that was Simpsons.
No, I don't think Simpsons would say pissed. I'm pretty sure it was South Park. I can't remember what
one. Poltergeist was the same story.
Didn't it piss on
him? It was on an ancient Indian burial ground.
No, that's why I said Poltergeist.
All the parodies kind of copied Poltergeist and to an extent the cellar. But
okay, great. Number one.
Number one. My number one, Hatchet.
Hatchet.
Yeah.
I think we watched that together.
Most people might not know about it, but it was Jason in modern times. Same idea, same like quality,
just a
same
different setting.
Yeah, basically. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and it was just really good for a modern horror movie. There's not many that hold up to the old Jasons, and if I had to pick one, it would be the Hatchet series. And there's three.
Yeah, that's
them,
fair.
And they were all good.
Another one that I didn't put down, but Feast would have been a good one.
Oh yeah,
Feast was a fucking good one. I forgot about that. Sorry, okay, Matt, you're five.
So my number five. I'm even questioning whether or not I guess you would call it a horror movie, but it's Whiteout.
Whiteout.
It starts
storm, right?
It's based in Antarctica, and the first it's basically them trying to investigate like the first murder in Antarctica during like the winter season when it's like there's. You cannot really go outside or else you're going to get frostbitten like within seconds.
Huh, that's
but it was like a completely different setting than ever. It was almost kind of done almost like in a comic book style as well. And it stars like one of my favorite actresses, Kate Beckinsale.
Okay.
You know, but it was like one of the like, I swear, like I've watched that movie. I don't know how many times.
I thought you were
just fucking love it.
Like, I thought you were going
to come out.
Corey, settle down.
Well, I'm just wondering. I've never seen it. I missed it somehow.
Within the last 10-15 years.
Oh, crazy.
It's a newer movie for sure.
Huh.
Yeah, I thought with a name like Whiteout you're gonna say it's some social justice film gonna kill all the white people.
No.
Okay. So, that movie's coming though, I bet you.
No,
well,
I guarantee it's coming.
Yeah.
Guarantee it's coming. So my number four, I guarantee very, very few people has ever even heard of this movie.
Okay.
Because it was it wasn't a direct-to-DVD movie. It was a made-for-TV movie. But you can find it online to watch.
Okay.
And you can find it on DVD. Some people have actually put it on DVD. But it was on the TBS station. And it's called Disappearance.
Disappearance.
Oh,
I don't know if I've heard of it. Or
so it's about this family that's on a road trip. Right, and the son's like a photographer of like scenes and stuff, and he heard about this ghost town that was very close to where they were going, and he wanted to go see it. And they stop off at this diner, and everyone's like kind of off in this diner, but you can't really tell what's going on. The food's fucking terrible, like the like hockey puck hamburgers because they're so burnt.
You know,
and they're asking about this ghost town. And all the people in there are like, whatever you do, don't go there. The ones that can talk about it are like, don't go there. And other people are like, don't know what you're talking about. And this one's like, yeah, it's weird that on this old map, it's there. But on the new map, it's not there. Like, what the hell? So they go and find this ghost town. And then all of a sudden, like, their vehicle gets tampered with. And they're stranded there overnight. Right? And they're basically start being picked off.
Okay.
By this thing, and it's like,
was it a monster movie? Ghost.
I'm not gonna say.
Or is that spoiler?
Yeah, I guess that's a spoiler.
I'm not gonna say.
Okay, so it's kind of mystery.
You're gonna have to watch
the
movie.
It
is a movie. It's a mystery, but it's like came out in 2004, I think.
Okay, a little bit.
2004, somewhere around there, and it's the movie that made me want to go to Ghost
Antarctica.
No, that was the other one.
Whiteout.
As soon as I saw Whiteout, I'm like, man, I gotta go. But all no, right. no, that was the one that made me want to go to like ghost towns, but yeah. still at the same point in time be like creeped out of going in.
Corey went to get crazy pills. You just dropped a pill on the ground, man. You got a little dog here.
No, he's going vaping.
Okay, what's your next one?
Thumbtacks magnetically attached to my vape pen.
No one cares, Corey.
So
okay.
my number three is Audition.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah. By Tekashi Miike.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the movies epic. That creeped out Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Like, he had a hard time watching
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's going to be hard.
It was a little bit of a slow movie, I found, though.
It's very slow.
But once it builds up, it fucking scares
me. But again, it's slow, kind of like the Alfred Hitchcock old school horror movies, but it's more of a newer one. Like, I mean, I think the movie came out like 18 years ago. It's an older movie.
Yeah, it's a little bit older, yeah. But Japanese are masters of horror. There's another one I wanted to tell you guys I wanted to watch, and it was also called The House. Mm-hmm. It's another one I gotta try to find, and it's supposed to be really fucking scary. A Japanese horror fan that I met was like, mm-hmm. no, that's like the scariest one. And it's a haunted house movie called The House or House.
It's a Japanese movie?
Yeah. It's supposed to be really scary. Okay. All right, and what's your last one?
Well, the last two that I have are.
I can't count.
Of course, Rose Red.
Okay, yeah, we talked about that
which,
one.
Which. I will let people know it is a harder movie to watch just due to the simple fact that it's 3.5 hours
long. Yeah, I remember that.
It's so long.
But it's so but well
it's
done.
So well, it's Stephen King. Like, yep. How can you get wrong with Stephen King?
You always have to remember, though, people that make Stephen King movies always butcher the movies.
Yeah, but this one they
although
didn't.
I like it and a lot of his movies.
Them, but yeah,
no, yeah.
Like really this good. One, this one was definitely not butchered.
Well, by butcher, I mean like it's not what he wrote.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
This one was basically.
Most movies.
Well, Rose Red, it's a weird one because it's based off of Stephen King, but it's also based off
a real
the actual house that I also have the book of it called Red Rose, which was a book written by the lady who lived in Rose Red.
Oh shit, that's crazy!
Yeah. Cool,
did you read it all?
I haven't read it all yet, but I really want to. It's really good. It's really good, and I think
I
want to
hear that
make,
shit.
I think they should make her movie.
Yeah, definitely. Because
it would be like different than Rose Red, but kind of similar. And then my number one's Event Horizon, of course.
Event Horizon.
Did you put that on both yours?
I did.
Oh, but I guess, yeah, like you said, I guess most people,
it is
underrated. I would agree with that. Yeah.
Right, because not too many people talk about it.
Yeah,
like
that's
when
true.
When you look at top 10 lists, it's not on any top 10 lists.
You're true.
Because it's not one that people really go to think of, but at the same point in time, like it is amazing. Like, it's sci-fi. It's... You know, it's got the gore, but...
It has everything.
It's like a cross between Abyss and Evil Dead, almost.
We're just talking about, like, Doom. It almost felt like Doom to me.
That's the thing. Those are the... talking about these
like
movies...
Doom should have been like that.
Talking about these movies have brought up so many movies in my head. I'm like, my God, how are these not on there? Like
a top five is really hard to say.
That. Like the Doom movie with The Rock. You guys have seen that, right?
All right. So
just
mine,
had to bring that up.
Mine ties in with some of yours. My number five is Reanimator.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, I think a lot more people know a lot about it.
Yeah,
but,
because they have done re-releases on it.
Yeah, but it is a fucking good movie. Mm. And I think it came from a book or something, too, because I think I read the book. To it, actually.
Well, I think it also kind of stemmed with the fact that the Nazis were trying to come up with, like, reanimated corpses.
Yeah.
Because they were thinking, well, if they're already dead and we can reanimate them, then that's even better, and then maybe they can't be stopped.
Yeah. Like, was it from the movie where he had a guy without a head, and the guy was chasing without a head? Do you remember that scene?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I read a book on it. Like, I feel like it was a book before it was a movie, and I read, like, the book or short story it was based off. But anyways, Reanimator, really good movie. Another one, I think there's a couple of them. Oh, fuck! And now I just remember, speaking of reanimating the dead, one that should be on there, let's scratch that, okay? That's not my number five. Number five is Frankenhooker.
Frankenhooker.
Right, Corey?
That's a good movie, yeah.
Frankenhooker is an underrated, amazing movie.
Yeah. Totally different, but hard to say.
That reminds me of another one.
Hold on, though. So, Frankenhooker was one. Me and Corey were looking at horror movies, and we saw this, and horny little teens were like, it might have the best of both worlds. And all I remember... It did. I remember, like, going around, and he's trying to find, like, hookers with body parts that he wanted to make a Frankenstein out of, and he's exploding hamsters and shit. Such a good movie.
Again, I forgot about it.
Those, then going on in that, I also didn't do the other ones that should have been on that list that I mentioned when we were talking about other movies, like Demonic Toys would definitely be on that. Puppet Master should be on this list.
I almost put Puppet Master on, but...
So sorry, Matt, what were you going to say?
I don't know why, but when you brought up the last movie, I was like, you know, Pontypool came into my head as
Pontypool?
You've never heard of Pontypool?
No.
Oh my god, that should have been on my number five list though.
What was that? Like,
that one,
kind of familiar.
If I remember correctly, I've only watched it once. But I remember, like, when I first saw the trailer for it, I thought the movie was going to be fucking stupid. But then I watched it and I'm like, holy crap, this movie's actually really good. If I remember correctly, it's like this small town, all of a sudden, like, something's happening and people are dying outside. And the movie kind of like takes place of with these people stuck in a radio station. Now, if it's not Pontypool, but I'm pretty sure
in the comments.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure that's Pontypool, but I could be wrong.
If you outsmart Matt on horror movies, fucking 10 points. Matt knows his shit. Matt knows his shit. So
yeah.
Okay, my number four. See, I'm kind of being mean to Corey because he's drunk. So and it's fun to be mean to people that are drunk or high. I really teased my mom recently because she's in her pot. Different story, different podcast.
The pot? The pot?
The podcast.
The pot people. Okay, my number four. Holy shit, I only got my five out.
It's
number
four
switching. Is Critters, which Corey already talked about. Critters, I think, is underrated. If Matt hasn't seen Critters before, it obviously is underrated because Matt has how many Blu-ray DVDs and DVDs?
I have no idea. I lost count.
About.
If I had to guess, I'd probably say close to 3,000.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
3,000 DVDs. Like, Matt has a lot of shows he's watched and a lot of DVDs, and you don't have Critters on DVD.
I do not have Critters on DVD.
See, so that's how underrated Critters is, but Critters is fucking amazing. Really recommend it. Number three, a James Gunn's one first directed by James Gunn's. Do you guys know what it is?
I can't remember the name of it.
It's a horror movie by James Gunn.
I know
it. And he talks about it a lot.
When you say it.
And he posted it on his Instagram and people were like, what is this? And he's like, it's my fucking movie. Slither.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was a movie about the slugs. You guys watched it, right?
Yeah.
It's an underrated horror
slugs,
movie.
If I remember correctly.
But I knew we would watch it. And it comes in, turns them zombies and shit. Really good movie. And I love Guardians of the Galaxy and I love James Gunn. And if you watch Slither, fucking good movie.
One of the only modern movies that feel like an old horror movie, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't even think of it as a modern movie, but it was 2000s, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's a newer one. And number two, I'm surprised you guys didn't have it. Kind of went into Corey's, Brain Dead.
Because
the guy that did Lord of the Rings made a fucking amazing zombie film.
Yeah.
Remember the lawnmower?
Yeah.
Amazing kill scenes.
Yeah.
Also has to be on, definitely on like the top five zombie movies of all time.
Oh, has to be.
Yeah, Brain Dead.
Yeah.
And number one is one me and Corey watched a lot as kids, and it's actually like three movies in one. Can you guess, Corey?
Nope.
Tales from the Dark Side.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is one Christian Slater is in that. It had three great stories of like a famous Japanese tale, which was, you know, the gremlin in that one? The story of the gremlin?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that was
the
based on a Japanese?
Kind of,
yeah. Gargoyle. That was based off a Japanese story, actually, about what they call a Yukiona, which means woman of snow. And she did the same stories that don't tell anyone, blah, blah, blah. The mummy one was awesome on that. And what was the third one, actually? Mummy...
The Gremlin.
The Mummy I always remember because I was probably 6 years old and I remember my parents are watching it. I crept around the corner and I saw the scene where the mummy pulled the guy's brain.
No, I think we were both there.
See,
And
to me,
like
I keep I keep getting mixed up Tales from the Dark Side and Creepshow.
Yeah, Creepshow is...
For sure.
Those
see,
are the ones that I keep getting mixed up.
Creepshow is awesome too, but do you remember what the third one was? Because Tales from the Dark Side is this little boy that's about to get cooked by this cannibal woman and then instead he tells her these horror stories before she tries to kill him.
Yeah,
really good story. But there was the mummy, the gargoyle, and what was the fucking last
one? I want to say Monkey's Paw.
I think we're gonna
so.
Have to watch that
Monkey's
again.
Paw sounds very familiar.
no it was I don't think it was the Monkey's Paw, that was something else, and I think that was Creepshow. I think it had to be
so.
Older it was older than that, way older, because Simpsons parodied that too.
Monkey's Paw has been a couple times.
Damn, we all can't watch it, so we have to watch Tales from the Dark Side. There you go.
Have to.
All right, but yeah, we mentioned a lot of movies on there and a lot of ones who obviously we forgot. And we're coming on the hour right now. So let's just talk generally about horror movies in general. So I bug Corey to shit because I think in the last 10 years, really, there has been no good horror movies.
There's been a few, but Corey, it's like one a year compared to...
Yeah, Corey says this one a year, and I even kind of doubt that because Corey recommends Willy's Wonderland.
That was basically a joke, honestly. It's a 2 out of 10 for effort, but it's a 6 out of 10 because Nicolas Cage doesn't have a fucking speaking line.
And what do you think, Matt? Are you with me or are you kind of with Corey that there's a couple gems in between?
What did we just watch? Psycho Goreman? Wasn't that good?
That actually was good.
That was Canadian too, by the way.
It wasn't like epic, you know what I mean? Like I was talking to someone the other day, 1984. There was Ghostbusters, there was A Nightmare on Elm Street, I believe the first Predator, and the first Terminator, and there was like a shitload of movies, like epic movies we all know and love, all came out in that one fucking year.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then as you go through the years, that happened a lot, and then around the mid-90s, it kind of died off.
You know what I just realized though? What does Psycho Goreman remind you of? Guyver.
Kind of, actually. Did you watch it, Matt? Psycho Goreman?
Nope.
It's really fucking good.
I've heard of it, but I've never watched it.
It's two kids that get like, find this gem, and then the little girl gets to control this demon and just rips apart everyone. But the only thing I have to say is I kind of forget a lot of it already. You know what I mean?
It's true. But I kind of want to watch it again at the same time.
I do, actually. That's a good point. I could watch it again. So, I mean, yeah, Corey's kind of right. There are some gems in between, but there's nothing that, like, changed the landscape, right? So if we go back to Rosemary's Baby, and then everyone's like, oh, it's the scary movie ever, and then Psycho, I think it was before, Psycho comes out, and that made people freak out, and then you had Birds, people were afraid of Birds, and Matt actually forgot one, and that was Arachnophobia was one of your scariest horror movies ever.
Yeah, but I never actually really watched that movie.
Oh, so it doesn't count.
So that doesn't count.
But that was your scariest horror movie. Corey, yeah. I think that was one of yours next to Demons 2, right?
Yeah, I've had nightmares about that, for sure. Same with Demons.
And the only horror movie that scared the living shit out of me that wasn't on mine was Ju-on.
Ju-on, yeah.
The original Japanese one. I don't know why, but I decided to watch it. And I, to this day, actually, pretty much, like only two, three years ago, I had a Ju-on like dream and it scared the fuck out of me and I woke up in a sweat. I don't know why. Yeah. Japanese ghosts aren't like Sixth Sense. They're fucking pieces of demented shit. They're just fucking evil.
Or like the slit-faced woman.
That was a good movie. It didn't scare me, though.
That was a good movie.
Like, I mean, One Last Call was scary, too.
Yeah.
Or One Missed Call?
One Missed Call.
Yeah, me and you watched that together, I think, too. And the ringtone itself is creepy.
Yeah.
But Japanese people are really, like you said, Italians are master of horror. Japanese, somehow, they get this different psyche. And there's so many creepy tales in Japan too, like they have this 13 stories of the school or something, like they have a story that if you walk up the stairs counting it and you get to the 13th stair, it drops you to hell. So I'd always joke with my students, I'm like, you just went on the 13th step. The kids were like, I don't see that, Joshua Sensei.
Another one that I just thought of.
What?
Old Boy.
Not a horror movie, I don't think.
Is it?
It's still psychological.
It's a psychological horror.
Thriller, yeah.
Kind of borderline thriller. It's very unique.
It's still kind of a horror movie. Like, especially like the original one, not the American one.
I know, I never watched the American Bastard.
Me neither, but like, I mean, you think about...
But it's really action, too. Like, the action in that was amazing.
Yeah, but at the same point in time, I would consider like Terminator 2 and Aliens also horror movies. Right, but they're also very action
sci-fi.
I just want to say something.
Yeah.
To me, the reason why I call Terminator 1 and 2 and Aliens horror movies.
Oh, I agree. Aliens is.
And Terminator is too.
Okay.
Okay. Because let me just put it this way. Yeah. I'm gonna say this. Okay. I'm gonna talk about a movie. You tell me what movie I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay. You have an unstoppable killing force. Right, that's killing a whole bunch of people. You don't think anyone's going to survive, and then a woman survives. It's dark, it's creepy, it takes place mostly at night. I could be talking about Aliens, I could be talking about Terminator, I could be talking about Friday the 13th, I could be talking about Nightmare on Elm Street, I could be talking about Halloween. Yeah. Those are slasher movies. Terminator and the Alien movies are basically slasher movies.
Yeah, well, no, Terminator's not a slasher.
It basically
is. It's a slasher
is.
With a gun, honestly.
Well, you don't slash people with a gun.
I know,
no,
but
it's
the same
it's
not
the
a
same,
slasher.
If slashers are horrors, then
it's the same
slasher movie is a genre of horror with slashing, so knife wielding.
Yes, but it's basically
weapons
the only premise that you don't have in those movies, well, at least the Terminator, is, you know, a knife weapon. Yes, the Terminator is using guns. But at the same point in time, it's got the horror elements. It's got the...
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. It's the horror...
It's not scary, really.
Is Attack
it's
on
intense.
Precinct 13 a horror movie?
I would say no.
No, I would say it is. And Terminator is basically the same thing because it takes a whole police station.
But no,
it's sci-fi.
It's
well, so is Aliens.
But then you could say The Fly is also a sci-fi as
exactly.
well. Exactly.
Like, to me, it's a sci-fi horror movie. Because you think about it, it's got the same it's got the same tone as the slasher movies. It's got the same feel as a slasher movie. It's got the gore. It's got the fear. You got the simple fact that you have this male who's going to kill who's trying to kill someone, and then a woman wins at the end, just like Alien.
Here's where I would say that you're wrong, though. A slasher film is where it's so intense you don't know who the killer really is, like Scream, like I Know What You Did Last Summer, like Psycho.
But then that would
Whereas Terminator, you know who it is. You kind of see the story going on, whereas a slasher film, the story is a little hidden.
But even with Halloween, you kind of know who it is the whole time.
You
it
know it's Michael Myers.
No, he has a mask. You don't know who he is.
But
you
still kind of know.
You know who
it
is.
If you watch it again
there's an
now,
element of mystery to
now
it.
Now that you know he is who he is watching it now make it not a horror? Not really.
Or how does that mean that the first movies are only
horror
movies and every single one after that is not a horror? Like, come on, that's kind of semantics because you know.
But then you're taking away. You're not saying it's a sci-fi film, though.
I'm saying it's a sci-fi horror.
Yeah, but
then we're getting into like new metal, heavy metal, kind of like.
Well, then that's the same thing as like.
So we have to split it. Which is it? Is it a horror or sci-fi?
Horror is anything that horrifies you.
No, let's put it this way. Which is it? A horror or sci-fi?
Guns.
Simplify. Horror or sci-fi? Pick one.
I feel
which one
Terminator.
it's horror.
It leans more to
sci-fi,
but it definitely
Thank you.
Has
no, it's...
thick horror elements.
Okay,
sure.
That's fair, but it still is more of a sci-fi.
I disagree.
That's fair. But
because
the sci-fi is space and robots and that, you wouldn't say that it's a sci-fi?
Well, same thing. Chopping malls. Chopping malls, sci-fi, or horror.
Exactly.
Same idea. It's
there's
hard.
Gore, though.
Yeah, so
same
is Terminator.
Terminator has gore. Terminator.
I think you guys are pushing the limits on that.
No, it's not. Because here's the other thing.
Gore,
the idea, the guy who created Terminator created it based off of a nightmare.
Okay, what's the most goriest scene in Terminator 1?
Gore doesn't necessarily make horror.
Yeah.
Okay, because I mean,
we were talking about
dun,
that.
Dun, 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 dun. Is that
has,
supposed to scare you?
Is Indiana
what?
Jones a horror movie? That has shooting
dun,
in it.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, now you're
it's
being
got comedy.
It's got the same thing.
It's not. It's completely different.
It's okay.
Is completely
so. Let's
different.
Stick on.
Actually,
stick
now
on.
That you say that,
Corey's pointing fingers at me.
Raiders of the Lost Ark when they open the what do you call it?
Oh yeah, that was a crazy scene. Meltzer
faces,
yeah.
That's a pretty good horror scene, I'd say.
Yeah. But you can't base a movie on
horror,
one or two scenes.
But it
and
is.
Say it's a
it
horror.
Crosses the genre a bit in that moment.
Yeah, I mean, there's a different when we watch movies that are thrilling when it compared to scary too. We got to remember, like that's
but,
how we define it. But even doing that, it's kind of hard because it's like when I saw Linkin Park in the metal section of a fucking CD store, I went up to the person. I was like, "Sorry, man, you got this in the wrong." Thing, so I mean,
but no,
we go
like,
there.
But
we talked enough about
I mean,
the two genres. Let's move on a little bit. Sorry to cut you off, Matt. But what about Corey's stirring the pot? Corey, you're drunk.
I am drunk. I'd also like to point out now that I'm drunk that one of the best endings to any movie I ever saw was The Mist.
Yeah, and I wouldn't argue with that. That
great
was an amazing,
watch
amazing.
It. Can't say
movie.
Anything about it. Or I'd ruin it. But
yeah.
End of that
kind of saying the ending is the best
more
is kind
than
of
anything well
no the mist was a great one and didn't they remake it again or something or they made a TV series
no that was The Fog that they remade
Yeah, you're right. But they made the Mist TV series Carpenter, as well.
Hey, the Fog. That was good, yeah. It's like zombie pirates or something like that.
The zombie pirates. Yeah.
Yeah, we watched that together. That I don't think that was good.
Maybe and that was Jamie Lee Curtis as well.
Oh, really? Cool. Oh, yeah. Shit. I forgot about
the original one. Because that's the idea. Did you watch the original or the remake?
I think we watched the original because it was like Pirates in the Fog, and me and Corey were like, oh no.
Both remake and the other one also had pirates. They were both Pirates
in the Fog. Yeah, but whenever Simpsons, I see something, I'm looking at
an episode about that.
Really? Yeah. Newer Simpsons?
And also.
Well, one of the Treehouses of Horror. Or it was more based on that one when they were like fish zombies. I forget what that movie was.
Well, even there, I know. I'm afraid of the. Are You Afraid of the Dark also did a thing.
Ooh, that was good. See, that's another thing. Are You Afraid of the Dark was a series I loved as a kid. That was creepy. As fuck.
And you can watch the whole thing on YouTube for free.
Really?
I just literally rewatched all seasons of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Damn.
That's cool.
Yeah. I gotta check that out. Those were better
like,
than.
To me, it had like the creepiest intro.
Or The Outer Limits.
Remember? How did that go again? It was like, it showed like.
The campfire light and shit.
Well, it ended with the campfire, the match. It had like the creaking window in the attic. Yeah. It had like the swing swinging by itself, the dock with the boat.
So, did you watch those?
Yeah, I watched them when I was younger. And
man, those some of those scared the shit out of me. Yeah.
Remind me of Tales from the Crypt. Now I think about
it. Yeah, we should watch that again, We should. I forgot about that. And then Goosebump was the other one at the same time, right? Or was that a little after?
It was at the same time.
Yeah, but Goosebumps was more interesting. It wasn't really creepy, was it?
Goosebumps was more
creepy,
like,
but not horror.
Well, Goosebumps was more made for little kids.
Mm. Yeah.
So it wasn't supposed to be designed to be too creepy.
Well, Are You for the Dark, too, believe it or not, was on like YTV.
I know it was, but it was also on later at night, and it was mostly during the Halloween seasons.
That's right, because
there was some really messed up season or episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark. Mm. Like, I don't want to name any of them because I can't remember them off the top of my head right now.
I remember a couple. One I remember was a ghost one that was really scary. Like, they kept seeing a ghost, and then eventually they found out, like, she just wanted, like, one last date for prom or something. And it was like, oh, that's sweet. Yeah. But the rest of the whole thing was creepy as hell.
Do you guys remember the Outer Limits TV series?
Oh, yeah. That's another one we should watch again.
A lot like Twilight Zone.
There's so many damn series.
Or Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have the whole series.
Oh, you have the seasons?
On DVD.
Oh, damn. You got to bring that over then.
The whole series.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we watched a lot of the movies, but we never really watched scenes. Like, Demon Knight was an amazing film.
Oh, God, yeah.
Bordello of Blood, I think, was great, wasn't it?
It was all right.
It was good, yeah. Not as good as Demon Knight. But
not as good as, like, Dawn of the Dead, or Dust Till Dawn, but... Yeah. Yeah, it was a good vampire movie. And then there was another one, wasn't there?
Po down, motherfucker.
Yeah. Po down. And who was it? Billy Zane, right?
Billy Zane.
Awesome actor. Wasn't there three Tales of the
Crypt? There was three Tales for the Crypt.
What was the other one?
I can never remember the third one.
And you know what else I loved,
actually? Place in the Snow, too, maybe?
I can't remember.
But you know what else was good? Was a Tales from the Crypt cartoon. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Those were actually really good stories, too.
Those were good and messed up, and also on YTV around the exact same time.
Yeah.
Because I remember that was my favorite season, because I'd watch all those, like, you know, Are You Afraid of the Dark, the Goosebumps, and then also, like, the creepy... They had, like, other creepy TV shows on at that time.
Tales from the Crypt happened way later, though, didn't it?
Tales from the Crypt was in the 90s.
Are You for the Dead? Dark?
No, it was around the same time.
Really?
There was all...
How many... Yeah, we gotta look into that. How many seasons were there?
Of what? Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
6.
You know what I really hated, though, was that one that was like, it happened to a friend of a friend of mine.
Oh, what was that? I can't remember the name of that, but I know which one
you're talking about. Yeah, it was like, there's a story. It was a friend of a friend of mine. Those were creepy, but like in an annoying way. I hated them.
The host was a cockroach.
Yeah. I fucking hated that series. Maybe because it was creepy. I remember this one, she had like a beehive like hairdo, and then inside of it was like, I don't know, rotting something. And I was like, what a fuck. I hate this show.
But it was creepy, though.
And here's a cool story I wanted to tell you. Kind of related to horror, kind of not. But one of our favorite Japanese TV shows, Gaki no Sky. I introduced you guys to it. We watched a lot of them. I actually auditioned to be on that show,
Oh, nice.
And the one that I had to do was I had to tell a horror story from my home country. And I picked two. And I told them two. One was, I can't remember. But the other one was Wendigo.
Oh, yeah.
And I basically looked up the story of Wendigo and Native because I thought it'd be more interesting.
Mm.
The other one was, damn it. I brought this up and I can't remember it now, but it was something to do with Canada. Like it had to be a Canadian horror story. And weirdly enough, I should have done Ogopogo, but I didn't. But the one that I picked, I was like, it's a Canadian horror and it's really good, but it's not like TV worthy. Mm-hmm. So I tried to think and I was like, what can I do? What's a scary story from Canada? I was like, oh, the Wendigo was awesome because it was a Yeti. And then it would like, also if it like just attacks someone, they get like a disease where they eat people, which is what we call Wendigo disease. Huh. And I was like, oh, fuck, they'd love that to be on TV. It was great. And I lost it to this African-American comedian called Ike Nuwata, who's fairly big. Like, people know his face in Japan. But he didn't write his own shit. And in my mind, he wasn't really a true Japanese comedian. Yeah. He didn't write his own shit. He auditioned to be a Japanese comedian through an audition to be in a five-group comedian group. So he doesn't write his material like me. He didn't go the round. But anyways, my point is, he got it. And the story he told was that one about, like, the girl that had a ribbon around her neck. Mm. Everyone's like, oh, why do you wear that ribbon? Blah, blah, blah. And then she took it off and her head fell off.
Yeah.
Have you heard that story before?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
And I thought of that. And I was like, that's the lamest, oldest, dumbest story. And I bet you $50 it's not even from America.
Oh, God, no. Like, that story has been for, like, hundreds of
years. I heard that when I was, like, 4 years old. And he's like, oh, this is a story from America. This is... I was like, really? They picked that? I was like, this guy knew nothing about scaring people.
That reminded me, I forget if it was the newest Pet Sematary or if one of the new It remakes, but they worked the Wendigo into there too.
Wasn't the It remake, right? I would remember that.
Yeah, it was probably the Pet Sematary.
Pet Sematary? That would be dope.
But they had this giant creature walking around that had like deer antlers and it was like all demonic. And they
wasn't
said
the new...
that's where they, like, the...
Wasn't the new Pet Sematary about cults and stuff too?
There were people kind of worshipping maybe
you just
the
did
Wendigo
a Hannibal Lecter
or something. Well, yeah, they were... There was a cult of people who worshipped the demon spirit, which ended up being the Wendigo.
Oh, that's cool.
So they explained it better than Pet Sematary.
We're gonna watch
although
that
the original
too.
Pet Sematary was a lot better. But.
And I don't even remember the original Pet Sematary. That's another one we gotta see. But anyways, guys, we hit the 1 hour and 15 minute mark. This is probably one of the longest podcasts I've done yet. Hopefully we got a lot of fans of horror and they want to listen to this. And actually, there's a lot of good horror podcasts out there. There's another one called like the most famous one with fucking millions of subs is called like The Last Podcast on the Left, which is a parody of like The Last House on the Left,
which is a good movie.
Yeah. And it's so freaking popular, their podcast, and all they do is this, talk about horror movies.
Oh yeah.
So props to them.
Freaking days.
Yeah, we know our shit too. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. Any last things you wanted to say? Are we good?
No, I'm good. Gotta go take a pee because I've been drinking a
lot. And that's Corey. Mop, mop, mop. Dick Downer. All right, guys, thank you so much. This is your host, JJ, and I got Matt here and Corey. We'll probably do this again. So have fun. Yeah, it's nighttime here. But anyways, peace. Thank you for listening and check you next time.